Hey, podcasters, Claire, Matt and Kimber here from The Big Breakfast.
On today's catch-up, Andrew Gaff isn't happy with his teammates.
Oh, dear. Our tech guru, Trevor Long, explains Facebook's big financial move.
We ask for the people who have overshared in your life.
And we hear from a manager who refuses to stay at home if she's crook.
Wake up with The Big Breakfast. Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6am on Mix 94.5. Clean Heat, proudly bringing you The Big Breakfast on the go and helping WA life flow.
Thanks to our mates at Clean Heat as well for looking after us this week and sponsoring the show.
Clean Heat, our buddies, they make gas easy so your life can just flow.
Oh, did you just try to rhyme that with show?
No, I didn't, but I can if you want to next time.
It is quick and easy to switch online to Clean Heat. They make it simple for you. All you have to do is visit cleanheat.com.au.
Yeah, or call 13 21 80. It's your Big Breakfast on Mix 94.5.
The Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber.
Shut up! The board is on the radio!
He's an All-Australian, the best wingman in AFL. And he's our man inside the West Coast Eagles. Let's talk footy with Andrew Gaff for Automasters.
3 days late, but happy birthday, Andrew Gaff.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, happy
it was nice.
Birthday.
Nice of the AFL to give me a weekend off for the birthday.
Yeah, it was pretty sweet, wasn't it?
Yeah, so I went to Epicurean at Crown. I hadn't been there before.
And, nice.
They basically had to wheel me out of there because I was so full.
Did you go to the chocolate fountain with the multiple kinds of chocolate at the end?
It looked nice, but by then I was long gone.
You were chocolate?
I didn't have too much left in there.
Skin folds. Course
No. Luckily, I think I have to do it on Monday.
Oh.
So I had a week.
Well done.
Yeah. Well, you wouldn't have gotten a lot of sleep over the weekend either, other than being excited about waking up and opening all your presents on Sunday. It was also the US Open. You would have watched that, wouldn't you?
I did. Yeah, Pebble Beach. So it's I think people can get on there as well. Obviously, you pay an arm and a leg to play on there. But I think quite a few people I know have played there. And look at it. It's a beautiful course there. And, very scenic. And it's why a lot of people play golf for the scenery and
you don't have to retire from golf until you're much older, so you can take this up as your second career.
That's right. Geez, it'd be a nice lifestyle. You're exerting yourself, but you're not overly
exactly.
Yeah,
you can be Lee Trevino. Actually, speaking of your passion for golf, what's the best course you've ever played on the planet? Have you got a special one?
Yeah, so I played at St Andrews
in
Scotland. So it's basically known as the home of golf, and I played there a couple of years ago and I caught the 4 a.m. train from Edinburgh out to St Andrews, about an hour, 45 to an hour train, and it was pouring rain.
Yeah.
But you line up outside the pro shop, and they said, "Oh, yeah, come back at 8:30, we'll get you on." And there was a few cancellations because it was absolutely pouring.
Right, okay.
So it didn't stop raining until the 16th hole.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, I was very fragile on the way home.
But I bet it was worth it. It was St Andrews.
But it wouldn't have been. Yeah, it was fitting that we were playing on a very, very cold day in Scotland.
Now, look, we've got to talk to you about something, which is a real shame. It's obviously your birthday on the weekend, and we know at the club they put you through a bit of a tradition, don't they, when it's your birthday? What do you do?
Yeah, what is that? How does it work?
Yeah, we all got to do 10 spins with the footy above our head and then kick a set shot of goal.
So okay, not that easy to do.
No, you feel a bit dizzy for 5 seconds as you're running in. So, yeah.
Well, it's a bit of fun and it's pretty standard for you guys. It's a bit of an in-club thing.
Yeah,
and unfortunately, when they did this for your birthday, there were some unsavoury comments made by some guys in the team.
Well, the video's not around,
and
but we have got some audio
the
here.
The video.
One of your teammates throwing in a couple of Andrew Brayshaws in there.
They're obviously trying to put you off the goal and by yelling at Andy Brayshaw, which is obviously no joke. It was a serious incident that you've always been very apologetic for. But it's not nice to see this come out, is it?
No, it's disappointing. I didn't know about it until I got a call at 5:30 last night because I don't have.
Oh, so you didn't hear it when the boys were yelling?
I didn't hear it.
Right.
It's disappointing, no doubt. It's poor taste and. It's disrespectful to, obviously to Andrew. More than it is to me. And I'll have a chat to if we know who it is at training today. And we'd want to apologise as a club.
Yeah, I would imagine that's probably uncomfortable.
It did say inside
now.
Cover the video has been taken down, which
it shouldn't happen. And it was disappointing.
Someone thought they were being funny, mate. The Bombers tomorrow night. This will be an interesting one, isn't it? Optus. It's a crucial one to win.
Yeah, they always seem to play well against us as well. I think the last couple of times they've beaten us, and even when we were going really well last year, I think coming off the bye, they they beat us as well here. So they're playing a lot better footy than they were at the start of the year, and they're going to be hard to beat. They've got a lot of guys that like to run off half back and take the game on, which they did last year. So they're going to be hard to beat, and we obviously want to improve as to how we were against Sydney the last game we played, which was really disappointing.
Mm.
And it's a big stage for us, and looking forward to starting the second half of the year well.
Yeah. Mm.
These buys seem a bit troublesome. Let's get rid of them.
Ha, no.
Get rid of them.
We've got to go to Epicurean and eat everything.
I know. We savour it.
Yeah. Gaffy, isn't it funny how footy goes round and round? We've seen that photo this week around the time of your birthday of you, a young Melbourne supporter coming and playing for the Eagles and signing up as just a kid there with John Worsfold, and now you're playing against the team he's coaching at Essendon.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I see that photo and... Geez, I look a bit frail and
little kid, aren't you?
Fragile. So young.
I'm definitely a lot more tan than I was in that photo after 9 years being here. But yeah, it's amazing. You when I came and Woosher was coach for the first 3 years of my career, you don't think that he's going to be coaching at Essendon.
Yeah.
I guess eight years down the track, and he's going really well. He was under a lot of pressure the first couple of games of the season, but they fought back really well, and I hope we can hinder that tomorrow night and play well.
Legend of the club, of course, and premiership star and captain and the rest of it. And he was a scary bloke for people to play against. How about as a coach? Was he pretty scary at times, Woosher?
Scary in terms of he'd just look at you and...
It's pretty intense.
You'd be disappointed, angry, without having to say too much, which is probably worse.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
then,
yeah.
Then they're yelling and ranting.
Spraying you, and you actually know exactly what he thinks.
Oh,
and,
disappointed dad.
Yes, not angry, just disappointed.
Yeah, well, hopefully your skin fold will be all right when you have to do that Monday. Good to see you, mate, and good luck against the Bombers tomorrow night.
Thanks, guys.
Andrew Gaff on Mix 94.5. It's the Eagles and the Bombers, and you better hear that live on Mix 94.5 from 6 o'clock with a bit of Thursday footy here in Perth. And Gaffy here, of course, thanks to our friends at Automasters. Get your car serviced or repaired at Automasters and get return Uber rides to home or work. Call 1-300-AUTOMASTERS. Mix 94.5, 756.
Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
The booming industry of cellular radio telephones.
This fascinating little gadget.
Virtual reality. Hey.
Tech Talk with Trevor Long.
Oh, let's go to the guru and g'day, Trev. Welcome, mate. We're talking about Mark Zuckerberg going into cryptocurrency now.
Who wouldn't you trust your money with, hey?
Trev, I'm not going to lie. I've never understood cryptocurrency. And now that Facebook is involved, I am even less interested. What does this all mean?
Well, it means who would you want to trust with your money? Mark Zuckerberg, you know, the man who's sold the data, the man that knows everything about you. Why not give him your money? But I actually think the problem with this, it's a very small announcement because it really doesn't launch till next year.
Yeah.
Calling it a cryptocurrency, it's just so confusing to people. I could try and explain it to you, but even I'm a bit baffled by the concept of cryptocurrency. What we're really talking about here is a new way to pay. So think of it as an alternative to Visa, MasterCard, even PayPal, which, you know, it itself is a very evolved digital form of paying for things. What Facebook want to do is they want you to use this currency in a wallet. They want you to put some money in a Facebook wallet, not thousands. We're talking about, you know, you might put $100 in there. But that's how you'll send money to people. So if someone says to you on Facebook Messenger, hey, can I borrow $50? You just tap a button and that $50 is instantly in their account. Now, we're pretty advanced here in Australia with the banking. We actually can do instant transfers already.
Yep.
But think about, you know, you've got relatives around the world or a son or granddaughter or someone traveling. It's very hard to send them money. This solves that problem.
It certainly does. Hey, Trevor, what's in a name, mate? I was hoping it was going to be called Zuckcoin, which would have worked beautifully for Zuckerberg. But Libra, wasn't that a women's sanitary product?
What's sure going is.
On? Yeah, I think global research has failed them on that one. Because what's the subcurrency? Dollars and cents? Is it Libra and Fleur? I don't know. But the thing is, it has some meaning about freedom. Free. It goes back to Greek mythology or something like that. They don't want transaction fees. We all know that when you pay by credit card, when you tap and go, even when you use PayPal, there's a transaction fee involved.
Mm.
They want to remove that. They want to make the transfer of money around the world free, which is not a bad thing.
Yeah.
Mm. And remind me, Trevor, how many millions of Facebook profiles' privacy were compromised last year? I mean, surely this cannot be trusted.
Well, that's the bigger challenge. You know, it was tens of millions of people who had their data mined by external companies to Facebook. Now, clearly, we hope they've learned their lessons and they were under a lot of scrutiny. You think they had. The only benefit I can give you is there are actually a lot of big companies involved in this, including people like Visa. So there's kind of this underlying support group, and it's going to be based in Switzerland, so it's neutral. A lot of thought's gone into it, and I think it will take off because it doesn't take much for you to go, actually, it is easy just to send my mate the money via that than have to do it any other way. And we'll get to a point, trust me, that in a few years from now, your local coffee shop or whatever will accept this as a way of paying for your coffee, your petrol, whatever it might be. And I can imagine we'll just use our smartphones to just tap and go.
Oh, mate, you think about it, particularly financial companies with the infrastructure and the worldwide spread of Facebook, it's not surprising they want to get involved in this. It's all set up, ready to go, really, isn't it?
Someone's got to clip the ticket, so I assume they're going to make money off it somehow, interest or something, because they're not doing it for the greater good. Although, one final thing I will say is are something like 1.5 billion people in the world who don't have bank accounts. What they're saying is we want to be for everyone, and why not empower those people with the online payments that we all have? So maybe we actually need to think outside of Australia and think there's some benefit to this somewhere else in the world.
Oh, won't somebody think of the poor Nigerian scammers who have only just got the Western Union system down?
Don't get me started.
Poor loves.
Exactly what's going to happen. It's going to be tap, go and scam.
Don't worry, there'll be a Facebook implant for the brain very, very soon. We look forward to it. Hey, if someone's sick in your workplace, what do you say to them, Trev?
Listen, it's a very simple thing. Stay the f*** at home. I mean, what on earth are you doing coming to work and infecting me? I'm trying to get my work done. Plus, how good staying at home anyway? That's why you get sick days. Rocket science.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for brekkie.
If you're feeling sick, if you've got the flu, please stay the f*** at home. You make me
sick. No better example than today, two members of our team. One, Matt Dictinsky. Two, Captain Paul, stayed at home because they felt sick.
Both sick. Got to stay home. Don't want to make us sick.
Very wise, boys. Well done. Hopefully you get well really, really soon. And
thanks,
a lot of people
fellas
contributing to our movement here. So you're not going to work and sharing it, or to school, or wherever it may be.
Well, it's mainly a campaign because people probably do want to stay at home when they're sick, but they feel like they can't because the bosses make it a bit challenging.
So we've spoken to a lot of people, including the likes of Eddie Maguire. I mean, he's got his own businesses, but he works in the media. He works on radio as well. So you don't want people coming to a radio station when you're sick. But, you know, like out there in the workplace, I mean, what about people who are running businesses?
Oh, yeah. What do they think?
Yeah, Candida's running a business with a team of at least 10. Candida, welcome. Good to hear you.
Oh, hello. How are you going?
We're great, Candida. This is a bit of a difficult conversation for us because we are, of course, campaigning to say, if you are sick, stay the at home. And you're a person who goes to work when you're sick.
I am. I have over 670 hours of unused sick leave at the moment.
Why? Why do you feel that work is more important, or even as important as your health when you're not feeling well?
I still take care of myself, but I work in a small business. So a lot of the work I do, there isn't another person in the team that's necessarily able to do that. If I'm not in, I do put quite a bit of strain on the rest of my team. Like, we do birthday parties at Laser Tag in a Box.
Right.
At the end of the day, it's pretty hard to say to little Johnny or Jessica, hey, there's no party today because someone's out sick. So pull yourself together, go out, and you deliver the best birthday ever, I guess.
Okay, Dita, so you've got a team of 10, is that right?
That's right, yeah.
Okay, so is it the same for everyone in the team? They just can't have a day off?
No, it's the ones that are front of house, dealing general public. You can't go talking to customers if you're sick. But behind the scenes, we have a bit more freedom and I guess a bit more pressure sometimes. There isn't someone who can replace you.
Right, a bit more specialised, yeah.
Candida, I put it to you that if you come to work sick and you make four other of your teammates sick, and then those kids go out to Johnny and Carla's party and they make those 10 kids sick, and those kids make their parents sick, that we might be causing a bit of a problem just to save a day of business that you think might be hard for you to catch up on.
There's always hygiene in goals. When you're sick at home, you would do the same, using hand sanitizers, disinfectants. You know, if you're sick, you still got to go grocery shopping, fuel up the car, drop the kids at school.
You're obviously a model employee, and I'm sure the business is very happy to have you. Are you the general manager there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, in terms of work ethic, 100%.
And so,
you're getting a sticker.
I certainly don't mean any disrespect. We're just trying to sort of flush out the reasons that people do keep going to work when they're not well. Do you think there's a part of you that doesn't want to relinquish, I don't mean power in a bad way, but do you really think that things would go absolutely haywire and crazy if you did take a day off?
There is that fear that it would, but I think it's more guilt. When you're at home, you know, on the lounge watching Netflix getting better, there's the fear of, when I go back, I'm going to have a gazillion emails to do. The work's not going to go away. I'm going to be, you know, 2 to 3 days behind.
Mm.
So I don't think you're necessarily recovering the best either. Okay.
Candita, do you think that your staff might fear that they can't take the day off because of your work ethic?
We do try to, you know, make it a place where people can come to work while they're sick. But at no point, well, I would hope, that they don't feel that they can't take a day off sick. But I do feel that sometimes when you've just got a snuffy nose, you can soldier on.
So Candita, 670. So those sick leave hours transferable, because I'm feeling something coming on.
I wish I could cash them out, but no. Oh,
I just have to say, there was one thing that you said, which I think is kind of key, is when you were sort of explaining what would happen if you did take the day off, you said, if I was on the couch getting better. And I think, you know, that's the kind of message we're trying to put out here, is that you are allowed to be at home and heal.
You are, but I'm not alone. The research by Logic Water shows that 54% of Australians still go to work while they're sick.
Absolutely. Mm. That's why we're doing this.
We're doing this campaign to find out why they're doing that.
And I guess your story shows that it's a little more complicated than that. But
yes. Hey,
Candita, thanks for your time today.
And thanks very much for having me.
Isn't it funny how we recorded that chat with Matt with Candita yesterday? And he had the day off today.
Yeah, because he's at home getting better.
Good on you, Matty. And Captain Paul as well. You're getting better on your PlayStation 4.
Yes.
Yeah. Of course, the hashtag, Kimber, if you're feeling sick.
Stay the FK at home.
No, whatever that means.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire-Z, Matt and Kimber.
Kimber.
Yep.
Where's Matt?
He's sick. He's sick.
Is he really?
Millie's text producer Tom and said he's not coming in. But, I mean, we're proud of him because that means that he's doing the right thing and staying at home.
Well, that's our campaign, isn't it?
Exactly.
You know, telling people, and we've got all kinds of people, all on sundry coming to the party. You know, some celebrities are coming, some big names supporting our campaign. What did Eddie McGuire say? When you're sick, stay the football away from work. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, so we thought, let's call Matt.
Yeah.
And see how he's feeling.
Apparently he's probably really stoked that we've called him. Our man Matt Dictinsky. Mate, how are you?
I'm okay.
Oh, I'm Matt, okay. Taking the campaign a little bit too seriously and taking the day off.
Well, I know, and I woke up a bit throaty and a bit, you know, not feeling right. But I also realised that it's free lunch Wednesdays at work, so I wanted to come in.
Yeah. Doesn't matter. It's more for us. We'll get 1.5 serves.
Yeah.
Oh,
and that's not a good enough reason.
So with the campaign on at the moment, mate, you wanted to practice what you've been preaching, right?
You know me, buddy. I'm that committed to work that I will take off any amount of time that I can.
So committed.
No, that's not true. I knew straight away that you must have been sick or something was wrong this morning because I pulled into the car park and your car wasn't there and you are always here first.
You always beat us here.
So,
I am, but, you know, I decided it's time for me to become a walking hashtag.
Well, we're proud of you. You're basically our hero, Matt. Thank you for sticking to the campaign and showing people how it's done.
Oh, look, it's my absolute pleasure. And if I can just say something to the people of Perth from my own experience.
Oh, yeah, mate. That's just before you get your Queen's Honours List mentioned for being a hero.
I don't want to be a hero. I'm just a normal guy that decided to stay the home because I was sick.
Yay!
Good job, man.
And the boss is happy for it too.
Yeah.
She hasn't got any problems with you not being here.
Oh, great. Oh, hang on. The guys have arrived. I better go.
He's playing poker.
Get well soon, Matty.
Yeah, man.
Thank you.
See you tomorrow, maybe.
Bye.
Oh, there he is. Aww. Okay. The hashtag, of course, is Matt is a slacker. Hashtag Matt is a slacker. That's the one I'm starting.
If you ever call me when I'm at home sick, you are not going to get that pleasant response.
As if you'd answer the phone. Tried that last time. Never works. So the hashtag we're pushing, if you're getting involved in this, of course, is hashtag stay the FK at home.
Stay the FK at home. And if you, you know, put yourself up on social media. If you've taken the day off because you're sick, be proud of it.
Good on you.
Hashtag yourself and put up a photo.
Get a pat in the back from us and from all your workmates as well. Good job.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire-Z, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for brekkie.
The juice.
Oh, you tell.
Let's hear it. Give me the details.
You might be familiar with the name Marie Kondo. She's the Japanese master of tidying and organisation. And months ago when she launched her show on Netflix, the world went gangbusters on clutter.
Is your home tidy? Even if your answer is no, no problem. I assure you that my method can help you.
But now, a woman named Linda Cooper-Smith, known as the Beverly Hills Organiser.
Great hyphen.
Says that the folding technique that Kondo is famous for is actually her idea.
No!
From 27 years ago.
The folding copyright.
How to fold your clothes. Who would have known that this was going to be a real copyright issue?
Call the lawyers.
Yeah, she says seeing Kondo fold the way that she does was so upsetting and made her feel like someone had stolen her baby.
It's like a crease in her faith.
That's the analogy. I saw someone folding their clothes the way that I've always done it, and it felt like someone had stolen my baby.
But you've got to have strong language when you're going through the litigation process, and the people in the States are good at it.
Well, look, I don't even know if she has anything to stand on. I don't even know if she can take legal action. And while it sounds ridiculous, and it totally is, Marie Kondo sold 11 million copies of her book.
Okay.
So Cooper Smith might just be a tad bit dark about it.
I think so.
I can see where that's going.
Now, go to the court and someone's going to make money out of it.
Yeah. Mm. The MTV Movie and TV Awards were held this week and Avengers Endgame and Game of Thrones took the top spots, with Robert Downey Jr. also receiving Best Hero.
Right.
That's a category.
That's funny.
Lady Gaga won for Best Performance in A Star Is Born and the incredible Elizabeth Moss won Best Performance for The Handmaid's Tale.
I was asleep before. That's how we let it happen. When they slaughtered Congress, we didn't wake up. When they blamed terrorists and suspended the Constitution, we didn't wake up then either. Now I'm awake.
Unfortunately, she had to give a trophy to her commander and his wife.
Oh, stop it. It's such a good show.
It is a good show. If you watch the show, you'll know what I'm talking about.
If you don't watch the show, you should start. The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, received the Generation Award. It's basically a Lifetime Achievement Award
The
Rock.
What is he, 45?
And Brie Larson won for Best Fight as Captain Marvel. And she did something cool, actually.
Best Fight?
Yes. She
hilarious.
Got the two women who were her stunt doubles up on stage with her to give them some credit.
Right, okay.
Which you never see. Yeah. The stunt doubles do all the work and they never get any notice for it.
They should have that kind of category at the Brownlow Medal Night. Stratton from Hawthorne, best scratches. What do you reckon?
Well, I thought that's what they did do. I thought that's what Brownlow Night was.
Break it down.
Now, we've also got the first look at love for the new Bachelor. We can look forward to more of this from Mick star Osher Gunsberg.
You didn't receive a rose. Please take a moment and say your goodbyes. Please take a moment now and say goodbye. Please take a moment now to say your goodbyes. Please take some time now and say goodbye. Please take some time now. Say goodbye.
It's like say goodbye to your dying nana.
Getting
That's
busy.
How he says it. It's a bit dramatic.
It is. And he's trying to change it around just a little bit.
Yeah. But the new bachelor, Matt Agnew, is a Perth boy, Shenton College graduate.
All right.
Now lives in Melbourne.
Yep.
And he's an astrophysicist.
Oh.
So we can cue all the corny moon and stars references that Channel 10 are going to throw in.
And all of the ladies who'll be lining up going, he's going to be rich.
Well, look, he's very handsome.
Right.
And he's clearly smart. Hopefully that's enough.
Yeah.
And Matt's after the type of love that hits you like a thunderbolt but doesn't fizzle out.
Oh, okay.
He said sparks are important, but he's looking for a genuine woman who enjoys having a laugh and doesn't take herself too seriously.
Right.
So we'll see what happens. Hopefully new love.
Mm.
That's your daily juice.
He's still going to be rich.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire'sy, Matt and Kimber.
Now, Claire'sy, I feel like I can pretty much tell you anything. Like we've been friends a very long time, so I can be quite detailed in conversations and I can tell you personal things and I don't need to worry about it.
Yeah, we've had some pretty big D&Ms. I remember something you told me in the car once when we were driving down south.
Don't say that. I know what bit you're talking about.
You thought I'd forgotten.
You know, that's okay when it's between friends, but you know, you have those conversations with people like they're a neighbour or they're a workmate you hardly see or someone and they just share too much information.
Or a total stranger.
Yeah.
It happens a lot.
Like you'll see them and they'll just tell you way too much.
Yeah, that person who bought something off you at Gumtree wants to tell you their life.
Well, this is what, because I can't understand this, right? We've got this sort of, it's like a subscription service for entertainment news and stuff like that, right? That you just sign up to. It comes from America and it just comes through on your email every morning and it's pretty generic, right?
Sure.
And then one day we suddenly get this message and attached to the email, this dude says, "Hi, everyone. My wife Jenny's had a mild heart attack.
Oh,
We're currently waiting for the ambulance to fly her over, and we're going to do this and we're doing that. We've made arrangements. We're not going to be able to run the service. But like this whole time, we've never even known that there's someone behind this service.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
There was no human face or voice to it.
There was no one attached to it. It's always just been this random email. And suddenly we know all about his wife, Jenny.
Right.
And then we got updates.
Poor Jen.
It was updates saying, thank you for those who have contacted us and sent prayers for Jenny's recovery and all of this, right? And I mentioned it to a friend and she said to me, you know what? Her real estate agent did the same. She'd gone to see a house and only did, that's it, gone to see the house. That was it. Not even her real estate agent. Just one property.
Yep.
And she got an email from the person saying, hey, I'm going into this clinic. It's sort of like a rehabby type clinic.
Oh, really?
And I'm doing the, you know, and she like doesn't know this person, like went in about his journey and I couldn't believe it.
In a nutshell, too much information. Place were ahead of their time. Hey, do you think this is part of the Facebook world? You know that people are now used to sharing everything that's going on, including the really personal, gritty details?
I guess. I mean, even you and I sitting here, it's kind of our job to overshare.
Yeah,
we kind of have to tell people what's happening in our lives and stuff. But we would love to give you a chance to overshare.
Yep.
If we say this is a safe place, just call up and overshare. Maybe you've got a family feud going on that you'd love to tell us about.
Maybe it's money issues.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about that if you like.
Maybe you've got like a gross health issue that we shouldn't hear about, but hey, why not?
Actually, take inspiration from those people who do. You know, when people in a street are really friendly and they end up having those chats and barbies and drinks on the street, especially in summer in Perth, that happens a lot.
Show me your wound.
Yeah, and then that woman there who lives at number 29 knows that the guy in 36, their marriage is breaking up and they still owe $420 on their mortgage. I go, really?
Yeah, go on. Give us a call, 133353. This is your time to overshare.
It's a nice day for oversharing.
That's terrible.
It is a nice day for oversharing. Give us a call, 133353, and tell us something that we do not need to know.
7:23.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for brekkie.
And 18.
It's a nice day for oversharing.
We all know an oversharer, don't we?
Oh, you meet them all the time.
Yeah.
You could just be buying a sandwich at a shop and suddenly this person's oversharing a bit too much of their life.
Yeah, I find it with, it's funny I say this, middle-aged men quite often talk about things their kids are up to and including how much they owe on their mortgage. And I go, that'd be absolutely mortified if they knew you were saying this.
Pretty personal, isn't it?
It's pretty odd.
We want to know if you've met someone in your life who's overshared. Maxine in Lathlane, been around a few oversharers?
Well, when you're pregnant, everybody overshares with you.
Oh, yeah, are you pregnant at the moment, Maxine?
With my third, and when I don't have my other two with me, people tend to overshare, and the worst story yet is the birth in the shower.
Oh, right.
Someone talked to you all about their birth in the shower?
Yes, and how they still have discoloured tiles.
Oh,
stop it!
Really?
Yeah, I can't go on. I'm going to vomit.
I think you've overshared the overshare.
No, but I can understand why. Like, there is something about that. My pregnant friend's the same. I feel like suddenly, instantly, they start talking about these things that you kind of go, do we need to know this?
Yeah,
that's right. And all the other things too.
Oh, everything. Every graphic detail because they just want someone to hear it.
Yeah, all the terrifying things where you're like, well, I can't turn back now, can I? It's a bit late.
I'm committed. I've got to keep going.
Yeah. And Maxine, stay out of the shower, whatever you do.
I will.
Thanks, Maxine. Jackie's in Bertram. Jackie, your sister-in-law's been oversharing?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. She was packing up her house to go and start a new relationship.
Right.
And we got home and she had the removalist sitting on the couch with her, just telling them all her complete life story.
Oh, dear.
About all her past husbands and her future husbands and how she was hoping everything was going to work out, but they just looked so stunned.
Oh, my God. Right. Also, it's a real rookie. That's a rookie mistake because you're charged by the hour with removalists. Yeah. Like, they are not, they're not the people I'm sitting down to chat with.
Well, they're not therapists either.
No.
They were stunned, absolutely and utterly stunned. Yeah. I actually felt quite sorry for them.
Well, it cost her $42,000 to move house because she told the whole life story.
Wow. The things you learn, those removalists would have gone home and told their partners, God, you know what I meant today?
They'd have been rubbing their hands.
Of course. we moved this woman's furniture and all of her baggage as well.
Yeah, take my baggage with me.
Hey, thanks, Jackie. Thanks for sharing the oversharing.
People
are good sports, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. But it's still going to care. It's gonna, you know, we're human. We like to chat.
Of course we do. What, you chat?
Yeah, let me tell you about my discoloured tiles.
Yeah, good on you.
Clean Heat, hope you enjoyed the show. Now let life flow. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire Z, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m.